The Babcock Butterfat Tester transformed the dairy industry and helped Wisconsin become the dairy state. It's a big story for such a humble object. Wisconsin Historical Museum curator Dave Driscoll shares the story of this transformative invention.
This is a Babcock tester, but it's a very unusual Babcock tester. If you look at it from across the room, it looks like a regular old cheese box. And the way it works is the farmer puts the milk with its proper dilution and additives into the flasks, puts the flasks into the tester, closes the lid, and cranks the handle on the side, which causes the flask to spin around and the butterfat to collect in the necks of the bottles. There are lots of different kinds of Babcock testers that were produced. Most of them are made out of metal. So this is a pretty unprofessional version because it could well be homemade. And the reason for that, I think, has to do with Babcock's approach to the test. In the 1880s, one of the biggest issues facing the dairy industry was how to improve quality. And if you were a creamery, a cheese factory, or a butter maker, it was hard for you to tell which farmers were giving you the best milk. So the question is how to assess the quality of milk. And there were a number of people in Wisconsin working on that. Frederick Short was an agricultural chemist at the University of Wisconsin Agricultural Experiment Station. And one of the many tasks he performed there was to try and determine an effective butterfat test. So Short came up with the idea that if you use some kind of a chemical solvent in a milk sample that would separate the butterfat from the rest of the milk, and then you centrifuged it to concentrate the butterfat, that would be a more expeditious way to do it. He published this in an article, but left before he got a chance to turn it into a workable test. And that task fell to Stephen Babcock, who got most of the credit and got his name on the final test. This was such a significant test that Babcock and the rest of the faculty at the UW decided that it should be shared with everyone. So Babcock declined to patent it. He felt that this was really created for the benefit of the entire industry and that everyone would benefit if this was absolutely freely available. I like this object for two reasons. One is it is so kind of homemade, which I think does connect to that share it with the people idea. I mean, it's kind of an embodiment of the Wisconsin idea in a way. The other thing I like about it is that, in general, the Babcock test story is pretty well known. But this is a very unusual, odd-looking one. This is not your standard Babcock tester. So it kind of tells a different part of the story.
That story is part of Wisconsin 101, a collaborative project to explore our history in objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.